Hey guys, my name is Patrick. I'm here with Madison, Joey, and Jen, and we're coming to you from a local sober living, Stone Valley Recovery. Active Guardians. To us, however, it represents far more than a sound public relations policy. It is more than a denial of self-seeking. This tradition is a constant and practical reminder that personal ambition has no place in AA. In it, each member becomes an active guardian of our fellowship. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 183. The basic concept of humility is expressed in the 11th tradition. It allows me to participate completely in the program in such a simple yet profound manner. It fulfills my need to be an integral part of a significant whole. Humility brings me closer to the actual spirit of togetherness and oneness, without which I could not stay sober. In remembering that every member is an example of sobriety, each one living the 11th tradition, I am able to experience freedom because each one of us is anonymous.
I love the fact that for me personally, I have the choice to either take pride in what I'm doing, you know what I mean, and what I get to do in the program. Because to be honest with you, like, I don't mind people knowing that. I've had a lot of people cross paths with me and ask me, you know, what's my story? Like, they know a little bit about me, whatever, after we get to know each other. And, you know, it was like, I'll break it down for them and I'll leave out the fact that, like, I'm an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Until they start asking me, like, specific questions, like, you know, how'd you really do it? Like, I know you just didn't stop. Well, I became an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I got a sponsor. I went to meetings, I worked the steps, and my life changed. You know, I got a service commitment, all this stuff. I did what was suggested, right? But it's cool. It's cool for the fact that, like, you're absolutely right. I had that experience. If I wasn't attracted to the program, if someone was sitting in front of me and they try to sell me a dream and try to make me sign a paper, I wouldn't have done it. And I would have been like, you guys are crazy. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. You know, whatever you got to pitch, I'm not buying. But when people are there like, hey, you can either do this or you can die, I was like, okay, well, let me hear some more. They started telling me their experience, strength, and hope. And I was attracted to that. I did find it very appealing because, like, I don't know, like, I've heard so much people say, like, when I first came in, like, hearing other people's experiences, like, and seeing where they're at now, like, I thought they were a liar. You know what I mean? Like, I thought they were lying. Like, you can't be this happy sober. But me, I'm like, these people walk through what I walk through. Like, they're talking about exactly how I felt. Like, they're talking about the hopelessness. And they're talking about, like, the desperation of a drowning man that I've experienced and what I'm, like, where I was currently at in my life. And I'm like, I relate to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I relate to that so much that, like, whatever they got now, I want that. You know, like, I was intimidated by you guys when I first came in the program, you know? And, like, now you guys are, like, family to me. And that's the beautiful thing about this. Like, I don't know. All I know is that I'm grateful for the fact that, like, I get that choice. I'm grateful for the fact that, you know, I've got to learn and gain knowledge of what it's like not to, like, spoil anybody else's anonymity and stuff like that because, you know, I know a lot of people that don't want to be known to be an Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's fine. People got careers. People do certain things in life that, you know, this is so personal to them that they just they have that, and that's cool, you know what I mean? For me, I just take pride in it, and I love this. I'm passionate about it, you know, so I'm grateful for that.
The biggest attraction to me was the depth in which the other, in particular my sponsor, was. I have a rough story, but his was exponentially worse. And I figured, all right, and again, I've said this before, it's not the most inspirational thing in the world, but for the same reasons, like, I didn't believe him, I thought they were liars, and I was going to set out and prove them wrong. So I'm going to pick this guy who had the worst story I had heard to date and had no reason to really get sober beyond that internal peace that he sought and, you know, the brink of death, which probably didn't affect him a whole lot, and chose him because this program worked for him in particular. And he took me through the steps. And my pick on him wasn't because I liked his shoes or his car or you know, if he had a good-looking spouse or what have you, my choice of him as a sponsor was because somehow, some way, this thing, these steps, this program, the fellowship itself, lent him a happier life internally, had some peace about him, which he apparently never had prior. So it's like, okay, so if I'm gonna prove this thing wrong, because I thought they were liars, then I'm gonna use this guy who obviously recovered or claims he recovered based on this. And in 1 year, I'm going to say, hey, it didn't work, I'm gonna go drink. It's 4.5 years later and I still haven't drank. So something happened somewhere. And that was truly the attraction, was his kind of gleam for life. He actually cared about himself. He wanted to do better, and he was willing to help me, which I've always wanted to help others. I was just always lost in how to do it. So this thing, this charity, so to speak, which was another big attraction rather than promotion. I heard free, that worked. I didn't have to. I had to invest in an hour and maybe a dollar. I can put that forth so as to not die. Seems like a decent trade-off. But the attraction was more of a, how did these people at such a depth become internally fulfilled? And that was what I was looking for. And if not that, then just leave me alone and I'm going to go drink until the rest of my life, which wasn't going to be much longer.
I'm sorry, I tried to hold it.
It wasn't going to be much longer, but, do you want to do it again? It wasn't going to be much longer, my life, that is, but if I continued to drink. But I was okay with that unless I found that fulfillment, and then, I finally did through the steps, begrudgingly at first, but I still found it.
So it talks about, the whole attraction versus promotion, which, everybody's touched on, and... it's definitely true. I remember my first AA meeting when I was in treatment, and there were these people who came in and they were saying, that AA had changed their lives. And in so many words, that is promotion in a sense, not at the level of press, radio, and film, certainly, but it is promotion. And just hearing these perfect strangers tell me that AA had changed their lives didn't do anything for me. I wasn't interested in it. I was skeptical. Honestly, I didn't really think that that was the whole story, or maybe it was just an outright lie, but they kept coming back every week, and I started to get to know these people, and I saw that they were genuinely happy, and they were able to, show up, and they were able to... they gave out their phone numbers to sponsor, and when people would call them, they answered the phone, which are simple things, but they were things that I definitely couldn't manage to do at that point in my life. So I think although they were saying, it's AA, which is a sense of promotion, really it came down to the attraction aspect of me being able to see over time that they were doing the things that they said that they were doing. And so it talks about the principle of step 11, which is humility and... I don't know, kind of the way that I've always thought about humility is that if you're a good person, you don't need to tell people that you're a good person. You can't see things in words. They'll hear it in your words. I don't need to get up in front of a camera or in front of a group of people and preach the fact that I'm a good person today, because if I really am, then people will know that whether or not I say so or not. So if you think about it like that, it's easy. The concept of humility is easy. Actually doing it's not as easy. but I think just because I'm passionate about it, I want people to know that this is where I found the solution, and I want people to know that this is where I found my freedom and my happiness. So it's definitely hard to strike that balance between wanting to shout it from the rooftops that I found a solution to my misery, and also stepping back and letting people have their experiences and find us because they want to, and not because I, screamed it at them. So
if anything struck you or you need help, please check out detoxtorehab.com or give us a call and we can see what we can do. Again, thank you for Stone Valley Recovery and you guys for being here for the weekly reflection. Have a blessed day.